This late 15th century altarpiece is dedicated to St. Christina of Bolsena. The saint lived in the Italian region of Lazio in times of the persecution of Christians, and she has been worshipped since the 4th century. The central image is surrounded by smaller panels that, with two exceptions, illustrate the life and martyrdom of the saint. The exceptions are two panels dedicated to the Passion of Christ. The series of tortures draws from the traditional repertoire: violence inflicted by a father, nudity, public scorn, laceration of the breasts, etc. We are more interested in the splendid central panel, where we can see the saint depicted as an educated woman, with an illuminated manuscript in her hands that once again refers to the Passion of Christ. At the base of the altarpiece, the second image on the left even shows her imparting doctrine to her companions. The example set by female saints did not extend to teaching medieval women to read and write. Among the privileged women who did have access to culture, we find, in Paris, the pioneering Christine de Pisan, who we mentioned earlier. One of the saints that Pisan discussed in her work was indeed Christina of Bolsena. We now come to the end of the first part of the tour, which we owe to the historian Teresa Vignola's expertise on the Middle Ages. What better way to finish than with an encouraging excerpt from Christine de Pisan's Book of the City of Ladies?
You ladies, damsels, women of all conditions, you who have loved, you who love and will love virtue and prudence, you who are dead, you who are still alive, and you who will live tomorrow, rejoice and congratulate yourselves on our city.